Welcome to the Lucky Titan Podcast. Here you will learn how to fill your favorite platform with tons of your dream customers from some of the world's top entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Josh Tapp. Now let's get started. What is up, everybody? Josh Tapp here again, and welcome back to the Lucky Titan Podcast. And today we are here with Scott Smith, and we're here to talk about protecting your assets. And Scott is the founder of Royal Legal Solutions. Really a great guy to learn really the end of year tax strategies, the end of year asset protection strategies. And that's what we're really here to talk about with Scott. So Scott, say what's up to everybody and let's hop in.
Hey, what's up everybody? My name is Scott Royal Smith. I'm an attorney, but I'm also an entrepreneur. And I actually, bought my first business while I was in law school and flipped it to graduate from law school without any debt and did real estate investing. And I've been an entrepreneur for a long time, growing a company to about 30 employees and helping people all across the country. And I'm really stoked to be here with you today, Josh, to, just have an opportunity to share everything that I've learned, from helping entrepreneurs and other people, achieve financial freedom.
Love that. Well, Scott, I do appreciate you coming on because this is a topic that I won't lie, I'm pretty dumb on. I don't really know a lot about this stuff. One of my partners, the reason I brought him on was so that he could cover a lot of this stuff so I didn't have to. But for me, I think it's really, really important to understand how all the pieces fit together. Not that you have to do them all yourselves, but knowing, where your money's going, how to protect your assets. And what really intrigued me about our, pre-recording interview was that, your whole premise is about building a business, but making sure that along the way you're removing risk from the calculation, and that's something that most people can't do in a business on their own. So let's delve into kind of your strategies for helping to protect your assets.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think fundamentally why I started Royal Legal Solutions 6 years ago was based upon this idea of thinking like, hey, actually all of us get intrigued to be like real estate investors or starting our businesses or marketers, right? Because, we see somebody else that's doing it and they're like, hey, this is a great way to like make money and you're going to make a ton of money doing this, right? And so we dove into it and wow, we're successful, right? By like some miracle, we happen to be able to be successful doing this. But then we suddenly realized that there's actually a ton more that goes behind the scenes, right? And this is what I typically refer to as like it's the infrastructure that's needed to be able to build lasting and durable financial freedom, right? I think all of us have felt it from time to time where it's like you can feel that the shoe could drop, and the shoe could drop and then what's going to happen to me, right? And I think that place is actually a fear-based place. And the great news is that you don't have to live in that place, right? There's ways to be able to build a proper infrastructure to ensure that you have durable financial freedom, which is, I think, ultimately what we're all looking for. Because when you have that financial freedom, you're able to make all different kinds of choices with your life without worrying about what's going to happen with the economy or what's going to happen with that client or what's going to happen, with that certain employee that I'm really dependent on, or I think that I'm really dependent on. And so Royal Legal Solutions was founded with the idea of saying like people need somebody to hold their hand, to be like, come in, do a really consultative approach, and then be like, great, well, here's how we can partner together to help grow because you want to focus on the business. We want to focus on the infrastructure that produces, financial freedom over time. And I'm going to bet that if you're listening to this podcast, you're an absolute killer when it comes to how to make your top line revenue, right? You're like, how to make money, right? You've built your six-figure, seven-figure business. But what you probably haven't really focused on is how to make sure that you keep that money, right? Both keeping it and protecting it from lawsuits, right? Which could pop up at any given time. And more immediately, right, to this time of year, which is protecting it from taxes, right? And the great part about that is you can accomplish both of those things with one cost, right? So you get a twofer by putting in the right legal structures to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's really funny that you talk about that because what's really interesting in the marketing space is we do focus super heavily on the top line, saying how do I create marketing strategies, how to bring more business into my business. But I was talking with a guy yesterday, actually, and he lives in California, which is a bad idea if you own a business, right? But he ended up paying like an $8.5 million tax bill at the end of the year. And he was like, I didn't even get to keep hardly anything after everything was said and done. And it was really interesting just to sit with that in backdrop to this conversation, because what you're talking about is like, hey, how do you keep more of that? Not just avoiding taxes, but how do you protect that so somebody can't sue that away from you?
Yeah, I mean, we see it all the time, right? Like, I've seen people lose millions of dollars from lawsuits that could have easily been protected from. I had a friend of mine that lost over $3 million from a single lawsuit, and he had tons of insurance in place, and he just didn't realize how lawsuits worked and how insurance companies are profit-seeking corporations, and they're there to protect their own interests and not yours, you know, if something goes wrong, right? And regularly in Royal Legal, people are blown away that we're saving them $50,000, $100,000 a year in taxes over and over and over again, just using the best practices of what tax strategies people should be using, right? I'm blown away by how simple some of these things are once you understand how they link together. And I think what the problem is, and if you've ever run into this before, it's that if you listen to a ton of podcasts and read a bunch of articles, you're getting like a ton of like little pieces of the map revealed. And like you have little bright spots of, but you can't see the whole map. Right. And that's really what it like. That's where it makes sense. If you ever feel like you're in that position, I always tell people that's where you need to start partnering with a professional, because they're the ones that know the map. It can show you how to navigate there very quickly. And so it's a quick and easy process that you know that's going to drive you forward, and that somebody else is watching it. So that way you don't have to. Right. And this is where today, I think we're like the major things, Josh, that I think people are going to really get blown away by is that we're going to talk about S corporations, we're going to talk about C corporations and when you can be using those, and also things like the solo 401k. So I don't know what's top of mind for you. Where do you think we should start?
Let's definitely start with the S corp, right? Because we're recording this in December, and people are, today's December 1st, isn't it? Wow. Yeah.
You betcha.
In December 1st is when we recorded this. But I mean, I think that's going to help people to decide, you know, like what's their next step for the next year? Should they be changing to an S corp or what have you?
Yeah, absolutely. So S corporations are fantastic entities, right? So typically whenever we're talking about like somebody comes in off the street and they said, hey, you know, I have a marketing company, right? I've actually been doing everything in my own name, right? They're like, oh my God, amazing that you're so successful without thinking about all these other pieces that come into it. So fantastic, way to go, right? And the first thing we tell people is great. Well, we at least need two entities. We need two LLCs put in place. We're going to have one LLC that's going to own everything you own. So like your website, your domain, all of your branding materials, assets that you have, your cash, your stocks, all of that goes in that LLC. Josh shouldn't own anything anymore, right? Rich people don't own stuff, right, Josh? You shouldn't be owning things. Your LLC should own everything that you have in the world, right? You buy a yacht, the LLC has the yacht. You don't have the yacht, right? Your second LLC is what we call an operating LLC. And this is the thing that actually transacts business with everybody else in the world. It's the one that's exposed to all the liability because it's the one that's sending emails. It's the one that's pushing out any messaging. It's the one that's signing contracts and doing everything. So that's basically our fall guy. It doesn't own anything, but it does everything, right? I mean, that other LLC, it owns everything, but it doesn't do anything. Right? And it's when you're doing stuff that you trigger legal liability. So that's our first step is like, cool, two LLCs, one to own everything, one that does everything, right? The one that does everything is going to bring in all the cash, right? Because it's the one that's doing all the business transactions. And what we're going to do is we're going to do something with that is we're going to file an S corporation tax election. So it's just an LLC, right? Super simple to maintain every year. It's very, very affordable to be able to set up. And with just checking a box that says, hey, IRS, we're going to elect to have this LLC tax as an S corporation, what allows us to do is to be able to avoid all of our self-employment tax, right? That's like 15%, right? Like right off the top, just by this one strategy alone, you should be saving yourself 15% in taxes because you're going to be avoiding self-employment tax. And the way that you do that is that the S corporation, right? This is the magic. The S corporation has you as the sole employee of that S corporation, right? And what that means is now you can take out all of your wages and split your wages between employee wages and dividend income from the company. So you'll pay a little bit more in your FICA tax, right? But you're gonna avoid all of the self-employment tax that comes with it. And then the split of income means that you're gonna be able to effectively save about 8% per year on all of your taxes. So if you're not doing that right now, this one strategy alone just saved you 8% on your taxes.
That's absolute gold. I hope people will think about that, talk to their accountants, their own lawyers to determine if that's the best thing for their company. But Scott, I mean, that's awesome. And 8%, saving 8% on an expense is hard. But being able to do that on your taxes, that's crazy. Across the board, you're saving 8%. So that's really
every year, right? So, I mean, this is what we're talking about. Like when we bring people in, right, and we're doing the initial analysis of saying, hey, like, what are you paying in taxes? What does this look like? What's your current tax strategy? We're looking at these things and saying, like, great, this is a no-brainer in year one. But then when you look at the lifetime value of savings by being able to put in just that one strategy, I mean, the ROI on these types of investments, when especially when it comes to expense saving, is incredible. As an entrepreneur, the real magic is not your top line income, from what I see from working with about 2,000 real estate investors and entrepreneurs across the country. It's how do you minimize your tax and expense? And that's where people really be able to make it, right? So I hope everybody like grabs that concept, you know, and like if everybody's excited as I am by it, because like there really is no better investment. Like you can't invest your money in the stock market or anything else that gives you a better ROI than you can in saving tax.
Yeah, love that. When, and for anybody, I'm going to put that in numeric because most people watching the show are like at the seven figure point. I mean, that's $80,000 extra that you wouldn't have had, right? I mean, that's more than the wage of the average person in the US right now. So be thinking about that, you know, for your companies, how could you, you know, save at least 8%, let alone all the other strategies that you could implement that we're going to be talking about here. But how could you take that 8% and reinvest it back in your company? Or would that help you in your family life or what have you? You know, I know a lot of people, you know, we talk with a lot of people who've made seven figures and they say, man, I passed $1 million. I should be making more money, right? They feel like, wow, I feel like I'm still making less than my job I was working before. And it's because of not paying attention to strategies like this. So Scott, you know, we've been talking about the SLC, the S Corp, you know, spending time to actually classify yourself in the correct classification, right, to protect yourself from taxes. But you've also talked about, you know, the solo 401k concept. And I'd like to kind of delve into that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're looking for in, you know, when we first started this conversation, right, we said, hey, listen, you came off the street, you don't have anything, right? We're going to say you need at least two companies. One company that owns everything, your asset holding company, a separate company that's your operating company that does everything, takes in all the cash, does all the contracts. We said, great, well, let's use that as a S corporation so we can help avoid that self-employment tax using that entity structure there. And then we're going to make sure that you and your spouse are the sole employees of that S corporation. Now, if you have another company that has a bunch of employees, whatever, whatever, great. Well, just make sure that in that company structure, the way you're paid goes out to your S corp. And then your S corp is where you and your spouse are the sole employees, right? And if you structure it that way, then what you're able to do is actually establish a solo 401k underneath your own company structure. So if it's just you and you're a solopreneur, right? Fantastic. This is, you don't even have to do any of that extra complication, right? But it's available to everybody, right? If you do the structuring correctly. Great part about the solo 401k though, mind blowing stuff right here. You can put up to $57,000 each year into your own solo 401k. Right. So what this allows you to do is not pay tax on any of that $57,000. Right. If it's you're married, right, you get to double that. Right. And push all of that now inside of your solo 401k. And with that solo 401k, you can go make and you can self-direct it, meaning that you can go out and make whatever investments you want with that money. Right. You can buy real estate with it. You can go ahead and you can actually even loan the money to other people. Right. And be able to charge some interest on it if you wanted to. And here's the crazy part. You can actually loan yourself the money up to half of the value of the solo 401k. So you could think of this as like your tax-free piggy bank. Right. You take your money, you have it in, you don't want to pay taxes on it. Okay, push. Let's go push it in the solo 401k. I'll make some investments with it. And I tell you what, if I need the money, I can always just pull it out of my solo 401k, loan it to myself, and I have 5 years to repay it. Right. And I pay an interest rate of say like 5% on that money, but I'm paying interest back to my own retirement account. Right. And at that time I can just pay back my retirement account and reloan it to myself. So you have this ever revolving tax-free door. That's like your tax-free slush fund. Now this is wild, right? Like run the numbers real quick. If you're at a 30% effective tax rate, where if you're in that club that we're talking about, that six, seven figure club, you're in that 30% club, 30% of $57,000 is like about what, 17 grand, right? In tax savings. So each year that you push money into your solo 401k, you're saving an additional $17,000 from paying that out to the government, right? And if you look at this over time, it's a J curve with what your actual investments actually look like because of the tax savings that you're getting. Again, you don't even have to do anything and your ROI is much better than what you would do with paying tax on something and then reinvesting inside the market or other investments.
That's awesome. Now, is that a tax deferred investment or is it?
Yeah.
tax-free.
It's going to be tax deferred, right? And we can talk about how you can actually use that to be able to ultimately make it tax-free, right? It comes into some more complicated strategies that actually have to layer in some real estate strategies, bonus depreciation, and other things to be able to drive down where your effective tax rate's on. And if you're looking for that kind of advice, right, you need to come to Royal Legal Solutions and then get an appointment with an advisor, and we can walk you through, like, how does that actually work, right? But if it's just a solo 401k, it's tax-deferred. So at the end of your career, right? Then you're going to say, great, well, I'm going to start pulling that money out. But at that time, when you're pulling money out of your retirement accounts, you're going to be pulling out way less money than you're making now. So your effective tax rate is so much lower. And in the meantime, what you've been able to do is actually compound all of your growth because you have more capital to keep investing in all of the investments, right? What really matters is not really your effective return most of the time, right? The difference between a 10 and 12% return isn't that big, right? And what happens over, you know, what your effective rate is. But a difference in like a third more capital being put in, okay, that's a big difference, right? So my strategy is always say, like, great, let's have as much money as we can. Let's make safe investments that we know we don't have to worry about. Why? Because I'm focused on my business. Let's grow that over time until the fact that I know that I'm going to retire. In the meantime, if I need the cash, I can know and pull it out. When I hit retirement age, my effective income is actually going to be a lot lower than it is right now, right? Because I'm in retirement at that point. And now my effective tax rate is going to be lower, and I'm moving to Florida or Arizona, right? Where I'm not going to have much tax anyway, right? That's going to come with it, right? So you're playing these types of planning that comes with, okay, what's going to make the most sense to you?
Wow. Yeah, that is incredible. And so, I mean, I know, like you said, like this, it's all contingent upon your personal strategy, but for you, you like to invest in real estate. That's kind of the direction you like to take that money, right? So like you would say, hey, invest that $57,000 a year into that solo 401k, but then roll that money in by kind of lending it to yourself in a sense, into like investing into like a multi-property home.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. There's, you know, one of the things that's great with having, you know, a couple thousand clients, you know, all over the country that are all real estate investors and entrepreneurs, right? Is I get to see what are the best people doing, right? I get to see their income statements. I get to see what the strategies they're doing. I say, okay, cool. I get to pick from those, you know, what types of deals people are doing, right? To be like, oh, cool. I'm going to do that too, because this guy's way smarter than me, you know, at it, right? And what I see people are doing that makes a ton of sense is that they take that extra money that they have, and then they push that money into types of real estate that are cash flowing real estate properties, right? Or syndication deals. Like somebody else has put together a deal, and you can simply place money inside of those deals with operators that are vetted, that you know they're solid people. And the reason I do that is because with those types of investments, you can actually pretty consistently get a 10 to 15% return every single year. But what you can also get out of that is all kinds of depreciation benefits, right? So your depreciation benefits actually flow through to be like a tax write-off for you, right? And if you're in certain types of assets, right, like commercial properties or apartment complexes, you can take 30 years of depreciation and condense it down to 3 years of depreciation. It's called accelerated depreciation, which you know, Trump actually was able to get through with that tax bill. And what that means is that you can actually offset a lot of your income, given a couple other factors being in place as well too, right? So there's all types of nuances to these strategies that you can start layering in that you really need to tie together. Okay, what does my protection look like? How do I save money on taxes from my entity structuring? Now, great. Well, what types of investments are going to actually let me further save on taxes while giving me the returns that I'm looking at? And then how do I use my retirement accounts to tie it all together? And if that sounds confusing to you and you're like, oh my God, this is so far above my head, I have no idea what he's really talking about, but this sounds really, really cool, don't worry about it. That's why I built this whole company, is really to just be able to train people, to be able to walk people that are just like you through the process so you can get the map and you can start on that path of knowing like where do you get to at the end of the rainbow.
Love that. And I do have to reiterate that too, because one of the biggest lessons to learn as an entrepreneur is instead of trying to learn how to do everything, it's just find somebody who can do it for you. I mean, you should be focusing at being the rainmaker in your company, right? You should be the person who's focusing on that top of line, pay somebody else or work with somebody else who can help you build that bottom line and help you to grow that. That's been a big lesson for us, because I know, so I did my undergraduate degree in finance and I learned how all the pieces worked, but to be honest with you, I really don't like doing it myself. I thought I would, but then obviously that didn't work out, right? But we ended up I ended up finding out pretty quickly that instead of trying to do it myself and find ways to finagle, I'm like, why don't I just bring somebody else in who could do that for me? So I would recommend that. So where can people connect with you, Scott, in order to see Royal Legal Solutions?
Yeah, the best thing to do is just go to royallegalsolutions.com. And then we have like a quiz page up at the top. So you'll see at the very top of royallegalsolutions.com, I'll say take a quiz on there. Just fill out that quiz. I know a lot of the questions on that quiz, if you're an entrepreneur and you don't know any real estate, you're gonna be like, why are they asking me so many real estate, you know, kinds of questions associated with this, right? Well, it's because the majority of the people that we work with are investing in real estate. Why? Because entrepreneurs understand that, oh, as I make more money, top line income, I need assets that are incredibly safe, secure, and consistent over time because they don't pull my mental attention away from them. Real estate's uniquely positioned to be able to do that, along with giving you a ton of like other tax benefits. So that's why we've married those two together. So don't let that throw you off. Just go to royallegalsolutions.com, take the quiz that off the top of the page, click that, fill out that quiz. And that's our best opportunity to be able to get the information we need to have a productive first conversation with you, right? After that first conversation, we'll be able to see like, hey, are we actually a good fit? And do we think that we can actually, does it make sense for you to move forward with talking to a senior advisor with my company? And that senior advisor will be able to start walking you through like, okay, here's the types of legal structuring that we're going to need to put in place. And if appropriate, okay, come talk to our in-house CPA and start meeting more of the team, you know, as it makes sense for you, right? But the first thing you have to do is go to royallegalsolutions.com, take the quiz at the top of the page, and have that first conversation.
Yeah. And I would recommend that for everybody, especially, you know, we're airing this episode at the end of the year so that you can be thinking about this. Get that interview before the end of the year. Find a time to sit down with these guys because that's going to help you guys to set yourself up for this next year. You know, a lot of people have been complaining about how bad the year has been. Kick 2021 off with fire, right? Sit down with these guys.
Yeah, if you can get in, and like even this year, if you hear this episode and you're like, hey, you know, we're mid-December or whatever the case would be, I'd say still reach out. Like reach out immediately because there might be things that we can do with setting you up with like a solo 401k to help you to save taxes in this year, even if we can't do something for next year. There's also some things that we can do with C-corporations where we change the tax deadline for the C-corporation, setting a tax in the year, have it taxed in December. So we can do some income shifting to be able to help you not have to pay any tax come April. And we can shift some money around and there's some great stuff that you can do with that, right? So it's never too early to have that conversation because it's very, very likely that there's things that we can put in place immediately to be able to help you. And our worst case scenario is that we can set you up with a game plan for 2021 to kill 2021 on your taxes and your financial freedom plan.
Love that. So everybody, once again, you can check that out at royallegalsolutions.com. And Scott, before we sign off, can you give us one final parting piece of guidance? So if you could say there's one thing you would hope people would get out of this interview, what would that be?
Number one thing I'd say is partner with the right people. You know, find somebody else that can take a whole section of your life and your brain off of the plate that you can just defer stuff over to them and meet with them once a month to be able to ensure that whole section of your life is running well. So you can focus on the one thing that is the key driver in your life. Time and time again, what I see is if you, the more you can hone down on the one thing that you're really good at and that really drives results and partner with really good people that you can trust to be able to handle that part of your process, you don't take your eye off the ball completely, but you can just focus on that one thing. That is a guaranteed path to success.
I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Lucky Titan Podcast. If you want to fill your favorite platform with dream customers, then come join myself and thousands of others of hosts at theluckytitan.com/tribe. Here you can find guests for your show, get featured on other shows, and discover the secrets to building an audience of raving fans. So once again, go create your free account at theluckytitan.com/tribe.